The Johnson Wax Program. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly.
Everybody. My, it's nice to be back.
Well, it's nice to have you back, Molly.
Well, what are you waiting for, Mr. Wilcox? I want to go to work.
All right, Molly. We also have Donald Novus, the Four Notes, and Billy Mills Orchestra. The show opens with Fine and Dandy. A sure way to banish your spring cleaning blues. Let Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat put a grand shine on your floors and linoleum without any rubbing or buffing. There's no work to it at all, you know. You just pour the glow coat onto the clean floor, spread it around with a cloth or the long-handled applier, and in 20 minutes it dries to a beautiful glowing finish. Now, there's a special sale at your dealers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat right now. You can get both the regular wax and glow coat in giant size cans. When you buy a pound, you'll get a pound and one third. When you buy a pint, you'll get a pint and one third. Now, this sale is for a limited time only. So if you want to get one third more for the regular price, we suggest that you phone your dealer the first thing tomorrow morning or go to the store and ask for Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat in the special money-saving giant size cans. By now, Molly is home again. And after looking over the household bills accumulated during her absence, she's a trifle flabbergasted. And here in the living room at 79 Wistful Vista, we find the defendant and the plaintiff in the case of income versus outgo, Fibber McGee and Molly.
McGee, look at this milk bill. What on earth have you been doing, sprinkling the lawn with it?
That is a little high, ain't it? What say we get a cow?
Why, who'd milk it?
Oh, you gotta milk them?
No, you just leave some empty bottles around the barn and then go out in the morning and rob the cow's nest. Do you have to milk them? And how about this electric light bill?
Oh, is that high, too?
Is it high? Well, look at it. Looks like the annual report of the TVA.
Well, I was up late a couple of nights reading. You don't want me to be ignorant on current events, do you?
No, but what events have been worth this much current? Now, look here, dearie. Answer the door.
Okay.
Insurance, man. 45 cents, please.
45 cents for insurance? McGee, what is this? Plate glass insurance on your Diamond Lodge pin?
Now, listen, Molly, I took this out while you was gone. It's great stuff. You see, for only 45 cents a week, you get a complete coverage on being struck by lightning, being lost at sea, and tell her the other features, Bud.
Oh, yes, do.
Well, madam, this policy also covers you against capture by Chinese bandits, accidental injury from harpoons, submarine collisions, runaway camels, falling pyramids, stratosphere sickness, and double indemnity for being bitten by a Mediterranean fruit fly.
Imagine that, Molly, all for 45 cents. I wanted a clause in there to cover us against being knocked out by the Sunday paper, but that would have been another 10 cents a week.
Well, oh, that's wonderful. Does it protect us against getting our fingers pinched in the encyclopedia?
No, madam, that would require a physical examination.
Shall I give him the 45 cents, Molly?
Sure, give it to him. Then run out and round up a couple of Mediterranean fruit flies. Hungry ones, mind you.
Here you are, bud, 45 cents.
Oh, thanks. You'll never regret this, folks. Why, just last week, one of our policyholders, a bellboy, collected $9.32 for getting his left ear caught in a keyhole.
Well, I suppose if there'd have been twin beds in the room, we'd have got double indemnity. Well, good day to you, sir.
You don't think I was wrong taking out that policy, do you, Molly?
Oh, no, McGee. It was a lovely stroke of business. In fact, we can put in a claim right away.
Huh? Claim? On what?
Capture by Chinese bandits.
Huh?
Look at this laundry bin.
Oh, I don't think that'd work, Molly. My shirts couldn't stand a physical examination. They'd flunk the butt analysis. Don't you get it, Molly? I said they'd flunk.
That ain't funny, McGee.
Oh.
But now let's get down to business. We've got to work out a budget. I'd keep the books.
Swell. I'll run downtown and get a set of books and a sample budget. Shouldn't cost more than $2.
I'll answer, dearie.
Okay.
79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking. To whom am I speaking with, please? Who? Mert who?
Oh, that's Mert, the telephone operator, Molly. I'll talk to her.
Oh, no, you won't.
Huh?
What was it you wanted, please? Mr. McGee is busy right now.
Oh, I am not.
He is, too. I mean, what? Oh, you'll call him later on. All right, dearie. Goodbye.
Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home.
McGee.
Huh?
Who's Mert?
Mert? Oh, she's just a telephone operator. I never met her. Just talked to her on the phone. Just kidded with her and stuff like that.
I see.
Honest, Molly, don't you believe me? Wait a minute. Folks, them of you who've listened to our other shows, will you please write and tell Molly that I ain't ever seen this Mert? Tell her that I never had it.
All right, McGee, let it go. I believe you.
Okay.
But now, speaking of operators, look at this telephone bill.
Huh?
$34. Can't Europe settle its own problems? Did you have to call them up and give them advice?
What you mean, Molly?
Why, we've got to cut down on using the telephone.
Okay, let's have it taken out. I'll build a little coop up on the roof and we can use carrier pigeons.
You think their cooing would help our billing? you was always one to go to extremes. Now, you run down and get some bookkeeping ledgers.
Okay, I'll call a couple of taxicabs right away.
A couple of taxicabs?
Sure, I gotta come back, ain't I?
Sometimes I doubt the necessity. You'll take the streetcar.
Okay, but that's false economy, Molly. It's a waste of time, and time is money.
Go on, now. It'll do you good to ride the streetcar and rub shoulders with the common people.
I guess you ain't rode on the streetcar lately, Molly. It ain't your shoulders that gets rubbed. I'll be back in a little while, and then we'll start.
Hello, Fibber. Hello, Molly.
Oh, hi, Billy.
Hello, Mr. Mills.
How would you like to hear Don Nova sing, "You're the Only One for Me"?
Oh, that would be nice. Isn't that the Irish number he sung with Ronald Coleman in Bulldog Drummond?
Yes, it is.
Oh, Bulldog Drummond, eh? Well, take off his muzzle, Billy, and let him howl. I got to run downtown and buy some bookkeeping stuff.
Well, trot along, McGee. What are you waiting for?
Ain't you going to kiss me goodbye?
Oh, of course, dearie.
Goodbye.
Oh, are you leaving too, Billy?
No, he ain't. He's got to stay and play for Don. Go ahead, fellas. You're the one for me.
I am a plain-spoken fella, no flowery language is mine. A little uncouth, and to tell you the truth, poetry's not in me line. Still let me try with a song to tell you what happened when you came along. I saw your smile as I passed you by, and I said to myself, says I, there's the one, the only one for me. I caught a glimpse of a roguish eye, and I said to myself, says I, there's the one, the only one for me. Ah, poet might speak of the blush in your cheek as the bloom of a rose newly born. Your voice, the refrain of a song of the rain, in the light of a bright April morn. I saw an angel from out the sky, and I said to myself, says I, there's the one, the only one for me. I'll not pretend you're the first one. I've courted a lassie or two. I've trifled a bit, and quite frankly admit, I have kissed more than a few. I may have fibbed in me youth, but this time, believe me, I'm telling the truth. I saw your smile as I passed you by, and I said to myself, says I, there's the one, the only one for me. I caught a glimpse of a roguish eye, and I said to myself, says I, there's the one, the only one for me. Poet might speak of the blush in your cheek as the bloom of a rose newly born. Your voice, the refrain of a song of the rain, in the light of a bright April morn. I saw an angel from out the sky, and it said to myself, says I, there's the one, the only one.
Am I standing on your foot?
I don't know, mister. Jump up and down once.
Okay.
Ow! Yeah, that's my foot. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey there, Johnny. Did I collect your fare?
Oh, are you the conductor, old-timer? I ride for half fare, you know.
Hey!
I says I ride for half fare. This is a broadcast, and radio is still in its infancy.
That's pretty good, Johnny. But that ain't it. Hey, step four in the car, please. How was I saying, Johnny? Oh, yes. That ain't the way I heard it. The way I heard it.
Excuse me, conductor. May I please have a transfer?
You won't need none, daughter. Just tell the other conductor that Joe sent you. Hey? Oh. The way I heard it, Johnny. Feller, she says, this Joe Lewis does a lot of fighting, don't he? Yep, says t'other feller, he must get pretty tired of it. Why shouldn't he, says the first feller, to him life is just one round of fighting. Well, let's you and me go to the next Lewis fight, Johnny, if you can spare a couple of minutes.
Okay, old-timer, but I never seen anybody so intoxicated with prize-fighting as you. You're practically punch-drunk right now. Hey, here's where I get off, old-timer.
Okay, Johnny. Let the young fellow through here, folks. One side.
Whew. Should have been born rich. To me, a streetcar ride is just a mob scene parted in the middle. Well, what's the joke, Bud?
Oh, nothing much. I'm an artist.
Oh, you are, eh? One of your brushes tickling you?
No, I'm a modern artist. I paint those screwy-looking things, you know. Hey, they don't make any sense.
I know, but what's funny about that?
I just had an exhibition. And somebody bought one of them, the darn fool.
Well, wondered which got framed the worst, the picture or the buyer. See, now, where'd be the best place to get a set of budgets?
Oh, hello there, Fibber. Where are you bound?
I'm looking for a bookstore or a stationery store, Harpo. Our bills have been too high, and I got to get some books and make out a budget.
Oh, say, that's a fine idea. I have a budget myself.
Oh, you have? You got it with you?
Sure, right here. Take a look at it.
Oh, that's very interesting. What's this item here? Entertainment, 20 cents. Gee, that must have been quite a fling.
Well, it was. The 20 cents was for carfare out to the Better Housekeeping Institute.
Oh, so that's your idea of entertainment, the Better Housekeeping Institute. Is that the only toot you could think of?
Listen, I have a swell time out there.
Here it comes, folks.
Whenever I show them how easy it is to use Johnson's self-polishing glow coat, and particularly how they can save money right now by stocking up with those special giant-sized cans with the extra third free, why, nothing's too good for me. Why, they make me fudge or Panucci or Taffy Apple or something. You can see how much that saves on meals in my budget.
Yeah, that's great. Why didn't you hide in the oven till morning so you could get your breakfast free, too?
Well, I tried that a couple of times, but somebody always comes along and sticks a fork in me to see if I'm done. Well, watch that budget, Fibber. Remember, the close-fisted guy of today is the open-handed guy of tomorrow. So long, pal.
Old Rockefeller Wilcox. Boy, does he budget. He saved so many pennies, the government buys up his old pockets for Indian reservations. Uh-oh, here's a stationery store.
What can I do for you, Flytrap?
Oh, hi, Boomer. You working here?
Yes, having a special sale today on asbestos diaries for Red Hot Mamas.
Oh, I don't know any Red Hot Mamas, Boomer. All I know is smolder women.
Smolder women. That's very good, very good. Little far-fetched, but you never were any judge of distance.
Listen, Boomer, you got any ledgers in here? I'm going to start a budget.
Is that so? Fine thing, budget. Tried once myself, but I had trouble with my incidentals. Got them confused with the et ceteras and the miscellaneous. Well, what's the budget for, Pinchfolk? Business, household, or personal?
All three. If business ain't better in our household, my wife's going to get personal.
Ah, I see. How'd I put those budget books? I have them right here somewhere. Let me look on these shelves. Interesting lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Budgets. Here's a bottle of invisible ink for feminine correspondence. Nothing a girl cherishes like an old faded love letter. Roll of blotting paper. Ever make a study of blotting paper? Very absorbing.
Come on, let's see a budget.
Oh, yeah, certainly. Let's have one here someplace. Let's see now. Here's some gold points for fountain pens. Knobby little nibs, aren't they? I'll take a handful. Might want to have a tooth filled. What's this? Package of paper. Wonder how it got so dirty.
That's carbon paper.
Oh, so it is. Thought for a minute it was brunette stationery for blackmailing. Here's an old computing machine. Might use that in your broadcast to add your nibs. Well, imagine this. I found the budget book.
Yeah.
Very good one, too. Yours for only $3.
Okay, here you are. Don't wrap it up. I gotta be going, Boomer.
Yes, well, so have I. Here comes the owner. It might be a trifle embarrassing to explain what I'm doing behind this counter.
Hey. Imagine that, and I thought he was working in there. The crook. Well, let's see what's in this budget book anyway. Husband's clothing per year, $1,200. Hey, that's great. I ought to get a nice outfit for that.
Say, buddy, can you spare a dime for a cup of coffee?
Wait till I look at my budget, bud. Oh, yeah, charities per year, $350. Well, might as well clear that up for the year. Here's $100, bud. I'll meet you here tomorrow noon and give you the other $250.
All right, but don't keep me waiting. I'm going to the races.
Okay, bud. Now, let's see. Wife's clothing per year, $1,500. Boy, won't Molly be happy at that? This is a wonderful book.
Gee, I never thought we could do it.
Well, how do you do, Mr. McGee? Oh, it's so nice to see you.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Uppington. Where are you going in such a hurry?
Oh, I must get down to the caterer's, Miss McGee. You see, I'm giving a tea, and I must get some advice about the hors d'oeuvre.
Oh.
Why, do you know the anchovies I bought simply refused to respond to the curling iron?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Curling the anchovies, eh? Some stuff. How do you get the toothpicks into the little sausages, Uppy? With a bow and arrow?
Oh, now, Mr. McGee, I'm afraid you're twitting me, really.
I twitted myself with that one.
Oh, and that reminds me, I'm so glad Mrs. McGee has returned. Do tell her to come to my tea on Wednesday. Just a simple homey affair. Only 60 or 70 people invited, you know.
Oh, that sounds very chummy. Where are you holding it, at home or in the ale bowl?
Oh, very amusing. The Yale Bowl.
Yes. I can just see some old mug in a frock coat plunging around your left end with a piece of cake. Well, I'll tell Molly, Uppy, and much obliged. She'll be glad to get a free meal now on account of we're on a budget.
Oh, really? How fascinating.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been through that budgeting nuisance myself, you know. Even now, I often say to myself, Abigail, you naughty girl. Not another string of pearls until next week. Well, it's so nice to have seen you again, Mr. McGee. Goodbye.
Not another string of pearls till next week. Wonder if she realizes how many oysters she's thrown out of work. I'll see this budget book again. Alarms for...
Hello, Pepper. Started your budget yet?
I just got the book, Billy. You see? And we're going to come out a lot better than we thought.
Oh, that's swell.
Yeah, for instance, according to this book, we can spend $3,600 a year for groceries. And our grocery bill has never been over $700 or $800 before. That's quite a saving, ain't it?
Yes, you ought to finish the year with a mighty nice little deficit.
I'll say so. And believe me, we ain't going to touch that deficit except in case of emergency.
Where are you going now?
Shopping. I'm going to buy our clothes for the whole year now and get it over with. See? This budget allows me $1,200 and Molly $1,500. Ah, that's more clothes than we ever had in our lives. That's wonderful, ain't it? And if it hadn't been for this little budget book, we'd have never been able to have done it.
Well, can't you wait a minute? Hear the four notes sing the Y in War Chant?
No, I can't, Billy, but I got a lot of shopping to do, you know. But you go ahead and play it. Folks, the four notes singing the Hawaiian War Chant. Take it, kids.
There is an island in the blue Pacific. Those who have seen it say it is terrific. When the natives walk along, you can hear them sing a song.
Oh, boy, all our
shopping done for the whole year now. Gee, will Molly be tickled. $1,500 worth of clothes. Boy, I hope she likes her hats. Oh, hello there, little girl.
Hi, mister.
Well, move your tricycle and let me by, will you? I got to get into the house. You live around here?
Sure I do, Abetra.
Where?
Hmm?
I says, where? Where do you live?
With my mama.
Well, where does your mama live?
With Papa. We all live there.
Where?
Hmm?
I said, oh, shucks, we're right back where we started.
Oh, have we been someplace?
No, we ain't.
Well, then how can we be back?
That, you could, oh, forget it. What's your name, little girl?
Teeny.
Teeny? Well, mm-hmm. That's a cute name.
Sure it is, I betcha.
Don't you live in that house on the corner?
Oh, you mean the brown one with the brick porch?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Say, mister, you know what?
No, what?
Hmm?
I says what?
Did you see my pop at the playground last night?
No, I didn't. What was your father doing at a kid's playground at night?
Well, I bet you he was there, I bet you.
Huh?
He said so on the telephone this morning.
He did?
Yeah. He said, boy, we sure were swinging last night, weren't we, Charlie?
Where'd you say you live, little girl?
Right over there.
Oh, in that house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then you're the little girl whose mama is... Say, I got some news for you, little girl. I met somebody downtown, and they told me you just got a new little baby sister.
Oh, gee, Anna.
Yes, sir. Ain't that great?
Oh, that's dandy, I bet.
Yeah.
I guess I gotta go now. Give me a push, will you, mister?
Sure. Where are you going?
I'm going down to the hospital and tell Mama. Gee, will she be surprised? Goodbye, mister.
That her mom will be surprised, all right, but I never knew a surprise party yet that the host didn't know about long beforehand. Let's see, where'd I put that budget book now? Hey, Molly, I done it. I got the budget book. And that ain't all.
What?
I done all our shopping for the whole year. Boy, is that a wonderful budget.
What?
$1,500 for your clothes,
yes.
$1,200 for my clothes, charity $346.
Hold it, McGee. Hold it. Calm down. Heavenly day.
Yeah, but look, Molly, look at this budget. It's marvelous.
Quiet, Eagernuts. There's something funny here. Let me see that book.
Okay, here. You see where it says about the charity?
McGee.
Huh?
This budget is for an income of $20,000.
Why, sure. What? It is? You mean I got to make $20,000 this year to pay for all... Oh, well, what's the difference? I can handle it. I got the whole world ahead of me.
Oh, you have you?
Yeah.
That isn't the world in front of you, dearie.
What you mean?
You're behind the eight ball.
Oh, God.
In just a moment. And now, I want to ask a question. Haven't you noticed that at this time of year, everything in the house seems to be badly in need of a spring tonic? Floors, furniture, and woodwork are just waiting for a gleaming coat of Johnson's Wax to make them beautiful as new again. Well, right now is the time to buy Johnson's Wax and Johnson's self-polishing glow coat, too. By acting at once, you can get giant-sized cans of both wax and glow coat at the same price you usually pay for a pint or a pound. These giant cans contain a pint and one-third, or a pound and one-third at no extra cost. You'll save money by taking advantage of this special sale of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat. Don't delay, for when these giant-sized cans are gone, there won't be any more. Ask tomorrow morning without fail for Johnson's giant-sized cans at your hardware, grocery, paint, drug, or department store.
Yes?
Are you still... I mean, am I... do you forgive me for making a mistake and buying all that there silly stuff?
Oh, sure. We all make mistakes, dearie. But now, after this, don't be so extravagant.
Well, I guess I have been at that.
Yes.
Matter of fact, that ain't all.
What?
I got into a pretty stiff poker game the other night, too.
Oh, why, that's terrible.
I won $13.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night. This is the National Broadcasting Company.